Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross, and this episode is all about money language. Money language. I just put money on the front of it and said language because it sounds, it's more towards the niche of money, I guess. But it's all about language, you know, like the conversation, how you talk, basically. How you talk, your inner dialogue and your external dialogue. So like how you think, the words you think in, the language you use with yourself and your thoughts, and the language you use with others. And why I wanted to do this episode is because language is really important. There's this concept of how your results are formed is basically your environment dictates your thoughts, and your thoughts dictate your feelings, and your feelings dictate your actions, and your actions dictate your results. Now, when it comes to language, using your words and how you think and so forth, it really does have a big impact on your feelings. It does, without you even knowing. And I think it's one of those things that gets people in a lot of trouble with their wealth because it keeps them in the identity of the broke person. And I did an episode about your money identity. If you go back and have a quick watch, listen of that, you'll understand what I'm saying in that particular episode. And your language is the thing that will keep reinforcing that identity. So when you change your language, you change your feelings, your actions, you change your results. So what do I mean by this? What do I mean? We'll give you an example. Language like, I can't afford that, right? I can't afford that. I can't afford that. That's obviously not language that someone with infinite money or not even infinite money, but a wealth identity doesn't say that. They will more say things like, nah, not really going to make me happier, or it's not a priority. This is better language to use than I can't afford it. Because when someone says, why don't you buy a Ferrari? I say, well, it's not that I can't afford it. I pay cash for it, right, today. But it's not a priority for me. It's not going to make me happier. It's not going to help me achieve my goals. Time and a place, of course, that was just one example. But I think it's just catching yourself using certain types of language that's going to, you know, help you or hinder you when it comes to your money. Like, so it's just catching yourself using specific types of language. And I think one of the things you can do is just be aware of the type of words you're using. So a lot of the time, well, you want to be a person who's a victor, not a victim. And a victor is someone who plays above the line. Okay, so imagine there's this imaginary line and you want to play above the line. And the above the line language looks like, I can do it. That's my fault. I'll take ownership of that and I'll get it done. Or, you know, it's taking complete responsibility and extreme ownership and being reliable. And those are the types of things that people who play above the line do. So you always want to be playing above the line, basically. And below the line is where the victims live. And the victims are those that blame, complain, and justify. So they blame everything or everyone else for their problems. Okay, they blame money for the fact they've got no money. That's why they say things like money's a root of all evil. Well, it's just a blame game, right? And people that say money can't buy happiness, they're just saying that frivolously or facetiously, because it's easier to say that one line than it is to own up to the fact that they're lazy, they don't think a lot, they've mismanaged their time, they don't understand money, but they're not prepared to have those conversations. They just whip out a line, a cliche. But people that who play below the line, literally, you know, they just blame everything on other things or other people. And they complain a lot, right? So they're going to be, this or that, or that happened. And they get really caught up in the drama of things and gossip. And that below the line language is really, it's no one who's wealthy lives there below the line, okay? And so your language dictates really which side of the line you want to live on. And the type of language you want to use on top of the line is extreme ownership language. positive, optimistic, not so ridiculously optimistic as it's far-fetched and fanciful, but optimism, can do. So it's all about having the right attitude and understanding that when you say, oh, I can't afford it, or we're broke, or I'm broke, or, you know, I'm not good with money. This is a really common one. I'm not good with money. That type of language is not going to be effective for you to be good with money. What you ought to be saying is, hang on a second, I'm not going to say that. That's the wrong language. I lack understanding in the area of money, and that's not helping me to move forward and become the owner of my wealth. I'm the slave to my money. My money's not, I want my money to be this, you know, the slave to me. So I take responsibility, and I'm going to own this, and I'm going to start reading about money. I'm going to start disciplining my saving and investing. I'm going to learn about it, and I'm going to be a master of my money so that I can say to people, I'm actually really good with money. So your whole language is, I'm actually really good with money. A friend of mine once, she quit smoking. This is the power of words and how important language is, right? In a dialogue. She quit smoking. She used one of those apps, which is really cool because it tells you how much you've saved, right, with your smoking, which is great. It's awesome. You know, you kind of got incentive to quit smoking. But she said, oh, I've quit smoking. I'm like, oh, you're not a smoker. You're not a smoker anyway. It's like, yeah, you're right. I'm not. I'm not a smoker. So she started saying that to herself, I'm not actually a smoker. And that just helped her stay quit, right? And so things like, I'm not good with money, just works against you. So from now on, it would be, I'm great with money. I'm really good with money. Who here loves money? Me. I like money. I love it. It serves me. It buys me happiness. It grows on trees. You know, there's, you know, I can afford things, but I choose not to get that because it doesn't take me closer to my goals. Okay, so you're in control of those patterns. And I think if you start adopting this type of language, you're going to be able to change your identity a lot faster. Okay, so I'm not good with money doesn't fly anymore. You become good with money. You decide today, right? And you start using those language patterns. I'm successful. I'm wealthy. I'm rich. As a friend, a guy I know, and he's pretty wealthy. And whenever he eats at a restaurant, he tips the waitress and says, and it's quite a big tip. He says, oh, thank you. He says, that's okay. I'm rich. And just owns it. Like, I'm rich. And he says it. It's okay. I'm rich. So I forget where we were this time last year, but we're doing a yoga thing. And I forget what it was. We had to put something down. She said, oh, that's interesting. I said, yeah, I'm rich. I borrowed that off him. But it's starting to think and talk in terms of success, okay? So I think that's what I want to impart to you in this podcast episode. I want you to start talking like someone who's already successful in your own head. Even if you don't believe it, you will as you start talking about it more and more and more. But the first step of changing your language to play above the line is to be aware of what you're saying to yourself and be aware of what you're saying to others. If it comes out of your mouth, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. Okay, things need to change here. I'm going to change some things. I'm going to start saying this and this and this because, you know, what you think about, you bring about. And of course, our thoughts are just in a dialogue, in a language we have. We have the most important conversation you will have is with yourself. And we converse with ourselves every day. So do you think I'd be successful if I was walking around saying, you're broke, you're no good, you can't afford it, you're not going to be successful, you can't do this, you're no good there? No, it's the opposite. I'm like, you're successful, you're rich, you're good with money, you're good with investments, right? These types of things are super important. So make sure when you're having a conversation with yourself, it's a positive one and you're aware of the language patterns that are coming out, okay? If they're not effective for you, change them and change the language and you start changing the dynamics of your identity, which is really what you want to do, right? Be, do, have. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Money Grows and Trees podcast. Of course, leave us a review if you're enjoying the podcast, these little sound bites of value. That'd be most appreciated if you could leave us a written review. That'd be awesome. Hopefully it's 5 stars. And give us a shout out on your Instagram stories. I'll share it back to my stories and get you some followers. And thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We're gaining numbers all the time. Our subscribers are going up. Our downloads are going up. We've had tons of success recently on Spotify, which is awesome. And we're just wanting to change everyone's money journey, okay? And show them that money can grow on trees and it can buy happiness if you decide to, you know, be open to that, all right? So thanks again for listening. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks. thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.